Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brucey, this is punishment, but no problem. Yes, sir. All right. What time it is? You know what time it is. Anytime I link up with Broski, Runcy, it's about to be something. And you guys know. Welcome to this podcast, man. I hope you guys had a lovely day. Hope everything was all right. And hope you're okay. I'm here with Broski, Runcy, and we're here to talk about the Grammy. The Grammys was amazing, apparently. Come again?
Grammy. Is that a correct English? 63rd
guy.
Annual Grammy.
Yes, you're correct. King Von said not from 63rd. No, hey, King Von said it's not from 63rd.
63. So now the hand 63.
Guy, annual Grammy. I hope award. This is clear because it keeps on cracking. Like to me, it's cracking. I don't know if my voice is cracking to you, but yours keeps elongating. Yeah, nice. Now it's okay, but then it was. I don't know what you're touching. You probably pressed spoil. I don't know. But it's cool. It's the 63rd Grammys. And guys, the Grammys have gone black. I think it's official now. And dependent on the viewers this year of the post-Grammy, you know, situation, maybe on YouTube or on social media, that might speak into how many people will watch it next year. Because people did not tune in this year. They couldn't care less because of the history of the Grammys being so white orientated. Now it looks like they were more welcoming and highly diverse. Hence the kind of winners we have. Rusi, how did you hear about the Grammys?
I have television now.
OPG.
Now, the Grammys is a big award show, and like, I heard about it, like, when they me about it, like, earlier during the month.
Realized,
the Grammys coming up this month.
Wow.
Honestly, I've also canceled the Grammys. I can't lie to you.
Bro, my friend.
I'm about to just go. Sorry for
my friend was the one that told me about it. Literally, I told you now. Me, I didn't even know Shigban was happening. All I know is that as we were just talking like this, before you know, MTV Base Awards, before you know, BET Awards, before you know. And I'm like, come, did I just hear about BET Awards like 2 months ago? What's going on? Bro, the prognosis of all these awards is crazy. You think now Grammys is coming, is going. Before you know, another award show that you're like, come. Like, if you remember, Rusi, BET Awards was not too long ago where we're talking about, was it that Burna Boy won something? Or we're talking about how them Wizkid went to England or something? But now, Headies has come on. I think the next one in line now should be MTV Base or BET or one of all those awards, sha. But yeah, guys, back to Grammys. These guys decided to actually pay dues this time around. Runcy, who were you most disappointed in who didn't get a look in at these Grammys?
You just had to write. Well, let me on a serious note.
Yes, on a serious note.
I don't know how Chris Brown hasn't won a Grammy. He hasn't had that much number ones on Billboard, and it's just evident that it's the whole Rihanna fracas, the whole Rihanna stuff that year. And I'm just like, it's just crazy that really affected his career. And he just that you, Chris Brown has been giving us hits.
That's true,
bro. I was just saying, like, I can do a versus with anyone. Chris Brown, and I will most probably win.
Guys,
this guy,
you know something, your head will go without smoke now, but because you are not that big, God knows in the future, Runsi, if you make this kind of outrageous statement, how you know this work makes people cancel people, bah? They'll just slaughter you on social media. This boy said you do versus of Chris Brown with anybody and you win. I mean, I said Beyonce. I'll be Beyonce or however said, they pronounce it.
You know what? Talk is cheap.
Jesus is Lord.
We should actually do it. When everything is set, we have gotten everything set, we have got all the playlists, everything. We can actually do it, no joke.
Okay. Okay.
Now you see how, let your fans see our body.
Jesus is Lord.
Maybe it's me that will take over the show because me, I don't know our body.
This guy keeps calling in my show. Guys, me, let me tell you guys, church mind. I've told this boy, tells that number, that we should run this thing. But Rusi is too busy for me, man. What do you want me to do? And you know, guy, food can no food for lazy man. Me, if I'm lazy here now, I will eat. So I gotta hustle. Today is hustling there too, and he's making his money. So he knows I have to hustle. So back to the point. Rusi, I will not use Beyonce for you for sure. I'll use Drake for you.
Bro, I said I will use yo. Let me not sit down. But no.
They catch cruise now. They catch cruise.
No, I'm not catching cruise. I'm actually not catching cruise. See, sometimes, but you forget what, like, actually an artist, like their discography. When you go back to their discography, like what they've actually done, when you go back, you now appreciate them more. Like, it's actually Chris Brown.
So
has been giving us.
Oh, and Drake has been giving us.
I'm not saying Drake has not been. You're not getting me. But I'm not saying that. But I'm talking on Chris Brown now.
Okay.
And I'm just saying he has not really gotten that much recognition as he's meant to have.
That's true.
And obviously, evidence is from that Rihanna stuff. Anyway, we're talking about is the whole Grammy.
Yes.
Anyways, regarding Grammy.
Yes.
But another person I'll say that is just sad is Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Yeah, Nicki, how do, like, she was like the number one female rap artist for like not one, not two, not three, not four. I can say 5 years. Plus,
okay,
there was actually no reasonable competition.
This guy,
come on, no,
God, was, please, let's get big soon, man. I need niggas to slaughter this guy, man, because no, this guy
at the end of the day,
anyhow. God.
No, at the end of the day, these are all subjective. No, okay, friends,
no, they are subjective opinions, bro. You're correct, yes.
But some can be backed off with facts. Yes. Anyways. So.
I hear you.
So for my opinion, it turns to a fact. But I've not proved that yet. But no, but you can agree with me that. You can agree with me that. Nicki should be on songs with hard ass rappers, like male rappers, and she actually that's even like. You get like yo, it makes no sense. Like, not only that, you have songs were doing numbers.
Dude. Remember that song only we had Chris Brown and Lil Wayne, I think. And that is only
you can't even
where Wheezy was like, Wheezy was like, I is it F Nicki and F that? Then Nicki was like, if a nigga say F me this and that, they're just all talking about each other basically. That Drake came and said something about him effing Nicki, but then Wheezy something. Bro, I get your point. Nicki has been in the deep end with niggas, man, with boys and artists, and she has actually like gone through the deep vibes. Like, is it about rap? She knows about the rap game. Is it the talent? She has the talent. Is it the longevity? She has been there for a minute. So I hear that. But at the end of the day, bro, if I'm doing an award show for 2021, am I going to use Chris Brown's discography or Nicki Minaj's discography to give her an award, or I'm going to use her latest work? You answer it.
Obviously, her latest work for like, I get what you mean.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
That's why, man. Like, if you want to just look at it objectively, like, let's not put any bias into all this, yeah? Objectively. And that's why the only problem blacks have is not even about even all these legends per se, is that they don't even look at everyone's recent work. So, people that should at least, like now they only call it a black Grammy because there were at least some appreciation for black artists. Bro, normally you have to sift through to find proper representation of black artists, and you're like, come, when an entertainment industry that is predicated on blacks and their talents, for you not to now recognize them at the so-called highest level of musical recognition, come on now. So yeah, man, it's cool though. I hear you. Nicki Minaj and Chris Brown makes total sense, to be fair, I can't lie. So about the 63rd Grammys now, what do we know about the Grammys? Who has won it the most, basically?
So we saw Beyonce.
Yeah.
Queen B.
Okay.
I can't say anything bad about Beyonce because I'm a fan.
Guy, blow or not blow. Guy, if you talk anyhow, people could just germinate, guy.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, man, Beyonce different.
So
she different.
So Beyonce has now called the super producer Quincy Jones, who has a total of 28 Grammys.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So yeah.
Tunde,
Beyonce has.
I want to understand why your voice keeps elongating. Like, talk now. I think you'll be clear now. There are some times when you are giving very important information, it will just be elongating your voice. I know all those kind of that just makes it as sound as if we are not connected. Clearly,
okay, can you hear me now? Okay, I know. Okay, fair enough.
All right. So you are saying?
Okay. So Beyonce is now the first of all for our Beehive fans that listen to this. Beehiver. That's what they call them. Beyonce fans, you know,
this guy, move on now.
What they crucify me. No, Beyonce has to be killed. I promise.
Who run the world, girls? Who run this guy? All the single ladies. What? Guy.
Nah, man. She's like, anyways, she's now the most awarded woman in Grammy's history.
Wow.
Overtaking bluegrass singer Alison Krauss.
Wow. Guy, who is that?
That's.
Guy, I know why you're laughing. Because you.
Guy, her fans like. Her fans like.
You laughing is putting me in trouble. Because I did not ask for trouble. I asked, who is that? You are not laughing. Why are you laughing?
Nah, no. You said.
Tina, you said that. I not said you.
The way you put it. I asked
a simple question and you took it left. Who is that? It's a simple, I know or I don't know. And we move on. I'm not going to argue it. So as you're saying,
anyways, for the record. She's an American, obviously. She's like a country singer. American, she entered the music industry at an early age, winning local contests by the age of 10. The thing is, I'm dead ass. And recording for the first time at 14.
This is Billie Eilish before Billie Eilish. I hear you.
So, like, the thing is, obviously, where we are from the part of this world.
Wait, who is we?
We might not really have. I hear you.
Guy, don't give me partners no vibes, man. You not hear that song. Oh, you speak French now? Hey, you talk about Will.
Speak
French now. Guy, partners no legend.
You know what? For context, obviously, I'm in a place, you understand?
Yes, sir.
Just let us leave it like that. But anyways, as I said, like, wherever, like, from where we grew up and from, that kind of thing,
honestly, that's my only problem. Please.
Okay,
everybody's.
Okay, Okay, but you just asked me who Alice Maria Krause.
Too soon, your thing has started doing that thing again. Maybe need to reposition that pick. But yeah, I asked you about that Alice Krause, right? Yo, you said she's a country.
Yeah. So she's obviously been doing it. She has released 14.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? She has released 14 albums, appeared on numerous soundtracks, and she sparked a renewed interest in bluegrass music in the United States. Her soundtrack performances have led to further popularity, including Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack and the Cold Mountain soundtrack, which led to her performance at the 2014 Academy Awards. So, like, the same thing we're saying. Like, it's not, as I was saying, our language, nobody just today.
Yeah.
Nobody today. She's been doing it. So, like, so someone would just think that, who is this one again? Because this, like, from wherever, like, how I explain that, where you are from or where you are is, from, like, is where, like, I'll put it in a better way. So, like, where you are from is what.
Oh, yes, sir.
So, obviously, you'd be like, who is this one? But this person has been doing beats. So, I think that's one thing with the Grammys. Like, people just think, like, who is this one? But, like, if you really check the person out, like, oh, shit. This person is actually a small person. Like, we just don't know about this person because of where we are and what we know.
Yeah.
And the information that we have. Yep. That makes sense. But at the end of the day, they're still like, yo, why is this person not being recognized? Like, that makes sense. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, but to be fair, as you said at the beginning, this year, a lot of, like, the black community or whatever really recognized, even Africa.
Yeah.
With, obviously, Burna Boy, Wizkid, Tiwa, just to name, like, a few.
To name you.
So,
from West Africa, thank you.
I just don't want to put, like, the Nigerian thing. If you get what I mean. So, I just... We are still representing Africa.
Tunde, you choke, Abi, no choke.
Do you get?
I'm asking a simple question, Tunde. You turn it left now. Oh, God.
No, this one is Icha. This one is not choke. Icha.
God be with this guy, man. I need this guy to wake up tomorrow. God, please. Alright, don't be.
Yeah, but one of the awards that really that everyone really spoke about. I think from what I've seen, obviously
Rusi, this thing has started again. Wow, guy, this hard person here, that whiskey. Guy, the hard girl. Yeah, I was suspecting she's actually a black girl. The HER. She's actually a black girl, and she made a song called "I Can't Breathe." Wow.
Yeah,
bro, that must have been. Yeah, I am sure that has to do with George Floyd. Like, in terms of. Like, the song Black that won Record of the Year, right? No, Song of the Year is I Can't Breathe by her. Bro.
Okay.
Nah, yeah, go crazy. Go for sure. Go Yeah, that's crazy. Well, no problem, bro. So, is that all the facts you have concerning the Grammys? Beyonce, Alison Krauss. Is there not... this guy. Quincy Jones.
Yeah, I said Quincy Jones. I mentioned it when I spoke about Beyonce. Taylor Swift has won.
Oh, she has
Taylor
a record Swift has won Grammy. Yeah.
No, she has, like, a record. She has won.
Okay.
Anyway, let's go.
Alright. No worries.
I remember. Yeah.
So for the winners, though, this is the full list. Do you know anything about the difference between Record of the Year and Song of the Year? Because the only thing that... No. Bruv, this is a conversation, man. What comes to my own mind is, if I hear Record of the Year, obviously that's a term used back in the day for music and whatnot. It sounds like, oh, which song sold more? Like, what was like a record that, you know, people bought, you know, versus a song that maybe people streamed on social media or like on platforms, sorry. So I don't know, I might be wrong, man, most definitely wrong, to be fair. But the fact that the distinct two of them, one is record of the year, the other is song of the year, I'm like, what's going on here? But no problem.
Yeah, I get.
So Billie Eilish, she won with the song Everything I Wanted. Tunde, do you know that song?
I've heard it, but I don't know.
Me too. I think I know it must be. I think it's one of them slow ones that she made. Like, only, I mean, she basically makes slow songs, to be fair. But yeah.
Wait, did she get like Grammy? That was last Grammy or something?
So are you asking what she looking for here again?
Okay.
Yeah, I want to know what you're thinking.
You see, nah.
Okay, you hear? Don't be keep hearing. Other songs that were nominated: Black Parade by Beyoncé. I don't even need to ask you if you know it. I shall know this song is mad. The name alone, self, are they okay? Colors by Black Pumas. Do you know Black Pumas? Rockstar, The Baby and Roddy Ricch. That one, we all know that's a vibe. Rockstar now, The Baby and Roddy Ricch. No, that didn't mean anything. These are just the other songs that were nominated for Record of the Year. Yep, Rockstar, The Baby and Roddy Ricch. So The Baby is a Grammy nominee, 100%. Who knows if he even got nominated last year, so for all those hits he had in 2019. Well, Say So, Doja Cat.
Yeah, I love that song.
No pee. We don't hear. Yeah, we don't hear. Yeah. Don't Start Now, Dua Lipa. Moving on. Circles. You know it.
Hold up. Dua Lipa is actually.
No, to be fair, she's good. I can't lie. Because I've reacted to some of her songs on my former channel. To be fair, I can't lie, man. And I think her parents are from Europe, Eastern Europe. Her dad, I think. But I one thing is for sure, her dad was a musician too before. Yeah, Dua Lipa, one of them ones where he runs in the family.
Sorry. But I just went to Taylor Swift.
Record.
Taylor Swift Grammy record man to win Album of the Year 3 times. Did you hear that?
At all. I told you, anytime you want to say important information, your phone goes crazy.
He said, Taylor Swift became the first woman to win Album of the Year 3 times.
Oh, 3 times in a row or what? Yeah. Or just 1, 2, 3 times?
Well, just take it as 3 times.
Yeah, I hear you.
I hear you.
Yes, sir. Guy, they said Nigerians. Somebody tweeted, Nigerians dealing with trauma. We move.
Bro, very joke, man.
God bless your country. Don't Start Now, Dua Lipa, obviously. Circles by Post Malone. Have you heard Circles?
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah.
No, me, I don't. Okay, maybe I've heard, but I didn't recognize it was Circles. Then Savage by Megan and Beyonce. No P. Album of the Year, Folklore by Taylor Swift. I know you've not heard it, so I'm not going to ask you. I don't know why. Bro, I never named Folklore. I never saw it as a word concerning music. So what am I seeing here? Where Album of the Year? Meanwhile, my boy dropped Apollo. Fireboy. Did not see Fireboy? Don't piss me off right now. Wallahi.
You two,
mind your business. While I talk about Fireboy, you just do as if you can't hear me. Wallahi. Yo, what? Did not see my boy, Omale. What have we done? Wait, Folklore. Bismillah, the Folklore, man. No pee. Jhin Aiko. Guy, did you hear any album from Jhin Aiko this year? Huh?
So I didn't hear that, sorry.
bro, I hope this thing doesn't sound like this in the main audio, man. Because, guy, okay, I guess my headphones is enhancing everything, man. But, guy, when it goes left, yeah, that audio thing, these things.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man, it's calm now, clearly. Jinaiko brought an album. These are part of the nominees as well. Chilombo.
Huh. Is this the record? Is this the record of
no people? Album of the year? Folklore, okay, won, yes, for Taylor, okay, Swift. The Folklore won.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, folk, okay. F-O-L-K, the L-O-R-E, Folklore. God knows, man. You have to tie me to listen to an album from Taylor. I mean, I'm sure she has her fans that won't consign them. Everybody enjoy your music.
Yeah, like, okay, just consign, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Chilombo, I don't know, by Jinaiko, another album that was nominated. Black Pumas, they did a deluxe album and they called it Black Pumas. Okay, no P. Coldplay, Everyday Life. Jacob Collier, the Juice Velo, I can't even pronounce that. Women in Music, BT, 3, Part 3. Haim, H-A-I-M, Haim. Uh-huh. Future Nostalgia. That's an album by Dua Lipa. Saying a future nostalgia. Do you understand, bro? Like, she tried to do a play on words right there. Like, nostalgia is you remembering the past in a way. So she said future nostalgia. So me remembering the past in the future. Okay, no P, Dua Lipa, I hear you. Hollywood's bleeding, Post Malone. Okay, oh. Post Malone, you're going hard though. Song of the Year, I Can't Breathe by H.E.R. Hard. Love that. Black Parade, Beyonce, another song that was nominated. The Box by Roddy Ricch, nobody surprised, nominated. Cardigan by Taylor Swift. To be fair, I've seen it in some places, so no P. Circles by Post Malone. You say you've heard Circles now, so we are calm. Right? Yeah. Then Don't Start Now. Have you heard that one, Dua Lipa?
No, I haven't actually.
Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish. Okay, you say you've heard that one, no P. Then If the World Was Ending. Wait, I've seen something like this. Okay, I think that was Death to 2020. It was actually a movie on Netflix. Now, wow. Or series, I don't even know.
Yes.
JP Sachs featuring Julia Michaels. Okay. Then Best New Artist. Okay, you know what? I won't even tell you who won Runsi. I'll tell you all the nominees and you tell me who you think won. There's a girl called K-A-Y-T-R-A-N-A-D-A. Kaitranda. We don't know her. Or him. You gotta be her, man. Come on. I don't even know, guy. Come on. Like, before somebody tell me I am what shaming. Only God knows, man. I don't, like, it's not my problem. Doja Cat.
It's Doja Cat you're trying to,
yo,
pronounce.
Guy, I got confused. Okay. I can't lie. Best New Artist, The Smoke, Doja Cat, Dakay, Tranda, Chika, oh boy, Noah Cyrus, Phoebe Bridges, Ingrid Andress, Megan Thee Stallion. Who do you think won all the names?
I already know one. It's Megan, yeah.
Yeah, you are cheating. At this point, you are doing expo, no problem. Best Pop Solo Performance.
Can I go back to Megan? Sorry for cutting.
Okay, yes, yes.
Shout out to Megan. To be fair, I think this whole TikTok and everything has really helped her.
That took Savage to a different level.
She's just lucky to be like out in this generation, like at this time. Yeah.
Wala for you, Tixen and Loco. Everybody has their time. Everything will follow suit. Yes, sir. I just want to poke you normal level. Okay, that's all for Megan. Yeah. Okay. Best Pop Solo Performance, Watermelon Sugar, Harry Styles. Yummy by Justin Bieber. Say So by Doja Cat. Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish. Wait for what?
When did Yummy come out?
You gotta ask the Justin Bieber stans.
I thought it was ages ago though. No problem.
I know it wasn't, but to be fair.
Was
to be fair, it was
year.
Last year.
Yeah?
Yes. Okay, cool. Yes, yes. He started, I think he started like 2020. The first big one he did was Yomi 2020. Don't start now, Dua Lipa and then Cardigan by Taylor Swift. Which one do you think won best solo performance? Harry Styles, Justin Bieber, Doja Cat, Billie Eilish, Dua Lipa, or Taylor Swift?
Sorry, what does what
you
does,
definitely
no,
know?
No, no.
You never
what
know.
Does, what does solo performance mean? I'm actually serious. Even like,
I think it means they performed alone.
Okay, even in a like they perform like actual performance, right?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Just say it again. One more time. Sorry.
Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles. Yummy by Justin Bieber. Say So by Doja Cat. Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish. Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa. Cardigan by Taylor Swift.
Oh my god, by the way, I just remember that when Watermelon Sugar by that is actually a jam. Just crossed my mind. I've heard that song before. Anyways, is it not?
I've never heard
Doja
it.
Doja Cat's not winning it, right?
No, at all. They gave it to the first person you
oh,
said.
Okay, yeah, that's it's a song that's really nice.
Okay. That's it must be nice. It must be nice. Pop best pop duo group performance. Now do you understand? So that first one now was pop solo. This one now is pop duo or you know group. So Rain on Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. One Day by J Balvin, Dua Lipa, Bad Bunny, and Cheney. This is more of a Latino vibe.
Yeah.
Intentions by Quavo and Justin Bieber. Dynamite by BTS. Exile by Taylor Swift featuring Bon Iver.
Are you done?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The one with Black with Bad Bunny.
Yeah. Oh, the Spanish one. J Balvin, Dua Lipa, Bad Bunny, and Tenny. I'm so sorry, you're wrong again. It is Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. Wow. Yeah, me, I helped you to say wow. Me too, I don't know why and how. Anyhow. Anyhow. Best traditional pop vocal album. Eh? Best traditional pop vocal album. Bro, what's going on here? OPG, man. Like, guy, we are jumping this. I'm sorry. No, the names here, I can't pronounce them for real. I can't pronounce them for real. God knows. Best pop vocal album. Okay, but the winner. The winner was American Standard, James Taylor.
Cool, cool.
He probably won based on say you can actually pronounce that safe. Anyhow. Best pop vocal album. Future Nostalgia. Dua Lipa. Changes. Justin Bieber. Okay, I see what they are doing here. Listen to me, Otunde. Future Nostalgia, Dua Lipa. Changes, Justin Bieber. Chromatica, Lady Gaga. Can you see what's going on? The Grammys.
Is that what you're editing? I didn't write.
If your name, okay. If your name does not end with A or A, I'm sorry this year. I'm sorry.
So,
I'm sorry.
So,
next year, so. Come back. Best pop vocal album. Future Nostalgia, Dua Lipa. Changes, Justin Bieber. Chromatica, Lady Gaga. Fine Line, Fine
guys,
Line, Harry Styles. Harry Styles, for real, for real. Folklore, Taylor Swift.
Who won that? I've given who won it actually. I don't know.
Eh?
Who won it?
Okay. You go, guy, you have to pick now. At least you have five choices. Huh?
Okay. Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa, Harry
Dua Lipa.
Styles, or the. Based on say, did I help you? Okay, I think I helped you. Anyhow, Dua Lipa, you are very correct, sir. Yes, sir.
By the way, this guy has a song called Juanza Way. It's like Dua Lipa NSG. Honestly.
Yes. I'm a fella like Dua Lipa. I'm a fella like Dua Lipa. I'm a like Dua Lipa.
Okay, I've gotten the point.
And then that's the fact that you deserve it. And that's the fact that you deserve it. Guy, You also remember that they have a song called Lupita, yeah?
Yeah. Nah.
Yo, wow. Yo, your energy go crazy, though.
Nah, that album, nah, bro. That album's too hard. Damn.
Guy, imagine an album of that kind of Lamba.
Damn.
What?
Nah.
Obviously, not every song was like that, but you can just tell. Like yeah. J5, OPG. That note, because let's be real, they took over 2020 in the UK in terms of a group. Last year was NSG. On God, everything they touched was gold until that album. Obviously, after that album, everybody go and rest. Best dance recording, we are not doing this. On God, I can't pronounce everybody here.
But we want
best,
to.
No, listen. Best dance recording. What's that, Tunde? Exactly, Haba. So, who won? 10%.
Oh, yeah.
That's the name collect... is 10%.
Oh, 10%.
The people are that the one from that Kaya Tranda that I said it could be a guy or a girl. I don't even know. Featuring Kali Uchills.
Who are you expecting, Pokoli? Understand this? Abina.
Yes, sir.
Apokoli, he did expect.
Oh God, we supposed to post this thing. My yes, I don't tag Pokoli for this debate. Just here. God have mercy. Best dance / electronic album, dance album. Tunde, and none of these people here I can recognize. Yeah, and they say dance album.
You're actually killing me, man.
Tunde, they said dance album. Oh yeah, today who is Kate Tranda?
She's the person that deserves to be nominated. Or
you better be careful. God, Obi tied you, na man. Obi tied you. You say she? Oh yeah, Obi.
Oh she.
What's wrong? The name of the album is Booba. Kate Tranada. Huh? Why is this giving me Trini vibes, man? Anyhow. Guy, anyhow. The other ones, Kick Eye, Accra. Eh? It's like Accra of Ghana, but
you might as well, just go and watch Naruto. Because what the hell, like, he just...
Oh, God. Anyhow, guy, you got to... See, what's my own? Guy, everybody got to be understanding. Look, you want me to be understanding and accepting, yeah? Of trans, this, of no... I don't have any phobia. Everybody do your thing. Marry man, marry woman, do that, no problem. But you too, be understanding that me too, my head is not correct sometimes. Sometimes me too, I can miss Yan. So you guys, everybody understand everybody. Yeah? No P. I accept you, you accept me. Thank you, no problem. Me too, I'm a minority. Because not everybody Chris like me, I promise you guys. You understand? So guys, thank you. Thank you for understanding, I appreciate it. So yeah, best contemporary instrumental album. Best contemporary instrumental album. Tunde, please explain what that means. Because I totally don't know what's going on here.
Man, see, yeah.
Best, let me say it again. Best contemporary instrumental album.
If I bite my tongue,
today arrange your vibes, arrange your audio.
But can you hear me now?
Today, please arrange your audio, please.
How about now?
Yeah, we good.
Well, okay, let me just give it a shot, right?
Yeah.
So, best contemporary instrumental album. Now, help me. What does contemporary mean again?
Contemporary should mean like something modern.
Yeah, I think yes, modern. All right. So yeah, it's kind of self-explanatory. So a modern instrumental, obviously, no lyrics, just instrument. A whole album full of that, right?
That's guy, don't ask me nothing, because now you're including me. I don't know shit buying here.
I'm just giving it to the
Now, can you understand why black people don't even want to enter this Grammy at all? Can you see?
Like,
imagine a black person reading all this now. Imagine the anger. What's all this?
Meanwhile,
you put all this one here and you don't put them Chris Brown. So what's going on actually?
Anyways, I would have all agreed that awards don't really tell the true story. And you don't need an award to
so how are they the top? I don't understand. How are they the top? If like you are now Grammys, giving instrumentals award.
First of all, the Grammys has been there, like this is the 63rd. Do you guess they've been do you understand?
Come, Grammys are Nigeria, who's older?
Grammys, right?
No comment.
Grammy. So but anyways, you can't really when I talk about the whole Chris Brown and Nicki Minaj thing, as I say, it's all subjective. So we can now question another person. Like we googled that person and what's her name?
Alison Krauss.
Yeah, and we saw that she's actually been doing this. She has done a lot, and just because you don't know her, that doesn't mean they don't deserve it. So like, it's whatever, man. To be fair, but yeah.
Okay.
But what? So what can
in other words, you are saying best contemporary instrumental album is a very, very, it's a needed. You know, we really need this category.
Okay, I get where you are going to. I won't say we need it. I can't even say we need or we don't need it, but it's just good to recognize every digger.
That's like, perfect. That's what I was looking for. I wanted you to air that out. No problem.
Yeah.
So people might think we are just idiots and we don't have any sense, but clearly we do. Because that was a very brilliant explanation from you. We do need to actually, you know, shed light on every aspect.
Yeah.
But when we now say that, it now beggars belief. For you to think about the neglect that has been shown towards black music all these years. For 62 years, blacks have been made to think they are not welcome at the Grammys. So for 62 years, nobody realized. So please, when you want equality, don't come with me with that one yet. Give me some time. I'm still recovering. I'm recovering from 62 years of disaster when it comes to the Grammys. So yeah, best rock performance. Best metal. No, we are not doing all the categories. All of my rock. Our rock people. You know your guys now. Metal people. You know your people. Best rock song. Yeah, you guys know your guy. Best rock album. Yes, you know your people. Best alternative music. Today, this is where they call you. Best alternative music album. Alte! Set our Alte today.
Am I Alte?
Today, you represent Alte. Let me tell you right now. You represent the Alte clan. You are the voice of the Alte, the voiceless. Voice of the voiceless, please. Can you enlighten us? What the hell is alternative music?
Well, from what I can get, what I can deduce, let me tell your viewers that I know English.
Yes, sir. They are very proud to hear you.
Anyways, now I think alternative music is just the alternative sound from like the most popular sound you get. If that makes sense. A moment.
God punish this your audio today, man. Today that we are actually doing some in-depth talking. That's what it is messing up. All those other days I don't be yanny anyhow. The thing will be clear. Anyhow, no pee.
So yeah, let me just repeat that again.
Yeah.
So I use the term alternative still. So maybe that was not the best, but obviously alte. I need to say alte. Like it just means alternative. Short form for alternative. And you get
African spice to the P now.
That kind of thing, yeah. So alternative is just the different as regards to music or the sound right now, is like a different sound from like the norm, like the normal and the most popular sound there is.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. In like a particular place or a particular year, demographic or whatever. So what are these? Are we seeing JRB there?
Today you are funny. I'll say you are very funny. clap for yourself. No pee. You see, me, I could have taken that left, but you see, I'm not taking left though. No problem.
Yeah.
Fetch exactly. The bolt cutters.
Well, what is happening? Is that your film?
This guy said, what's happening? Guy, it's chaos. That's what's happening. I don't know. Fetch the bolt cutters by Fiona Apple. No, she maybe want to do Alte. They'll teach you where Alte is coming from. She called herself Fiona Apple. I love that. Fetch the bolt cutters. You make sense of that. God of mercy. That's the name. Hyperspace. Beck. Punisher. Yeah, yeah. Punisher. Bro,
you are trying taking the piece right
no,
now.
No, you are taking the piece. Guy, allow me. On God. You are the one taking the piece. I am telling you what I am reading. Punisher by Phoebe Bridgers. Jamie by Brittany Howard. The Slow Rush by Tame Impala. Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
And let me guess who won it.
Guess. Yeah, please tell me.
Wait, what was the first one? The Rock? What the first...
Fetch the Bolt Cutters. Fiona Apple.
Yes, my God. Leader, Fiona Apple. Ah, I think my guy. Leader. Oh, my
God. Oh, God. God.
I don't know, man.
Can you see that this world, yeah, it's not too difficult for you to know what's going on. The world is crazy. Just think in crazy and you figure out this world.
Dead ass, honestly, to be fair.
Guy, fetch the bolt cutters. Guy, what the...
God, I'm guessing that's a she. That's a she, right? Because
I don't even want to... Apple. Guy, that's an ad. They'll tell you, I'm not a he, I'm not a she, I'm an it. Better be careful. Because this person, clearly their surname is Apple. You got to be careful. All I'm saying now, you gotta be careful. That's all I'll say. Tom, the first name, Fiona. The last place I heard Fiona was in cartoon. Nobody Fiona do Shrek wife.
Yeah. That's, okay. But it's a popular name anyway.
That's very true. Nope. Okay, you explain fetch the bolt cutters. What is fetching is where we are going to collect. Go and get the bolt cutters. So a bolt, what used to screw something now. So what used to cut those things? They used to screw a bed together.
Yeah, you're actually killing me.
No problem. Guy, I'm explaining what I'm reading, guy. Don't worry. The listeners, they are very empathetic. They understand that me too, I don't know something. That's why I'm struggling. So I'm sure they empathize with me. Thank you, listeners. Best R&B performance. Black Parade. Yeah, look at Tunde. Can you see? I just read for you. Fetch the Bolt Cutters. Fiona Apple. Now I'm reading Black Parade, Beyonce. There is a thin line between sanity and insanity. In what me I'm reading. In what me I'm reading. Black Parade, we know what's going on. Beyonce, we know what's going on. Fiona Apple, we also know what's going on. Fetch the Bolt Cutters, we know what's going on. It's a very wonderful world we live in. This is best R&B performance. So, Lightning and Thunder, Jhin Aiko, featuring John Legend. Simple. My name is John. I'm a legend. All I Need by Jacob Collier, featuring Mahila, the entire dollar sign. No P. Goat Head, Brittany Howard, Simi, Emily King.
Let me lie.
Eh?
You didn't get that joke.
What's that? I didn't hear you.
I said go tell. I said it's you.
Guy, on God. And her name is Brittany Howard. So best believe she doesn't even know what ACU is. Best traditional R&B performance. Let me see. Guy. The only name I know here.
Wait, who won the R&B? Okay, obviously.
R&B performance was Black Parade and Beyonce. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then best traditional R&B performance. Bro, I don't know what they mean by that. So Beyonce's own is not really R&B. This is traditional, is the real R&B. What's going on? Because I'm seeing that Chloe and Hailey, those two girls.
Okay, Wanda, traditional.
Wonder What She Thinks of Me. That's the song. That's the song they performed, Chloe and Haley. Guy, we have to move on for the sake of time. Yeah. Best R&B song, Better Than I Imagined by Robert Glasper, featuring her and Michelle and the Glee. God have me. Black Parade, Beyoncé. Collide, Tiana Major 9 and Earth Gang. That those Earth Gang boys is them. What's their name? I don't even know. Like I know them by face. I don't know their name, man. That Earth Gang is not that guy that looks very. That guy that always looks weird now.
Now this looks weird. Wow, what a description!
Like I think he has like big lips. Like guy, you know them. I'm sure Felix knows them. Do It by Chloe and Haley. Slow Down by Skip Marley and her. Guy, her is out here. Guy, her won it for one and got nominated in another. The her is cold. And her was featured on one of the best albums from Africa last year called Made in Lagos. You choke. Tunde, do you choke or you no choke?
We choke.
He chuck, no problem. No problem. Meanwhile, they want struggle. They want struggle certified lover boy. Okay. Somebody told me that they want strangle certified lover boy. I digress. Best progressive R&B album. Progressive.
Oh man, this one they progress.
Guy, today.
Nah, you know what about the, you know, the Grammys is deep, man. Just know that the guy kind of thing, they're actually deep.
On God. So, best progressive R&B. It is what it is. Thundercat. That's her name. Thundercat. It is what it is. Then Chinaiko's album.
Is that I thought you were saying that not the song, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah. Thundercat. Yeah. Then Chilombo by Chinaiko, Ungodly Hour by Chloe and Haley, Free Nationals by Free Nationals. Okay. Then I think this is Fuck Your Feelings by Robert Glasper. Okay. Glasper. The winner is It Is What It Is. You know what time it is.
It is what it is.
That was the winner. Best R&B album, Bigger Love, John Legend. Guy, these times we've not even heard that there's an album called Bigger Love, but it's the best R&B album. Okay. Bigger Love by John Legend. Happy To Be Here by Aunt Clement. Take Time by Given. G-I-V-E-O-N. Okay, no, that one is J Given, right? Actually, Given, yeah. To Feel Love. Huh? To Feel Love / D. Luke James. Like, I think he wanted to mean to feel love or loved. Do you understand?
Oh, so
they put
enough.
To feel love, then / then capital D.
Yeah, my mind wasn't going to any other place. Daniel.
Come, what's this guy's problem?
Oh, Mr. Seales.
I never said your mind was going anywhere. What's this guy's problem?
Okay.
I'll all rise. Gregory Porter, that name sounds familiar. That Gregory Porter guy.
It's not Harry Potter.
Gregory Porter, where is this guy? I swear you have a problem tonight. On God. Best rap performance, Savage. Megan Stallion featuring Beyoncé. Normal. Deep Reverence. Oh, I just reacted to this song. Yeah, this go crazy. Deep Reverence. Big Sean featuring Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
Bop. Oh, nah. Best rap. Okay, obviously it's rap, Sev. Yeah. I was like, yo, look at the boys right now. Because this one, obviously Savage, then Deep Reverence, Big Sean, and Nipsey Hussle. Bop by the baby. I put this a bop in it. And I don't know the guy Bop was.
Nah,
one of the biggest that year. Remember now?
Yeah.
Last year, guy, this guy did performance, even the whole street dance. Guy, the baby, man. We thought that Suge was his big ones. That 2019, your guy came with Pop. What's Popping by Jack Harlow? Wow. Guy, remember when I heard What's Popping the first time? Do you know I heard that song? Guy, it was an ad on Snapchat. Like, you don't even hear ads on Snapchat. Snapchat just started doing ads last year. Like, seriously. and Jack Harlow for his team to be one of the first to actually really use it. Nah, respect to Jack on guard. So what's popping, Jack Harlow? The bigger picture, man, Lil Baby, crazy. Dior, my Pop Smoke. Guy, Christian Dior, Dior, bro. First time I heard Pop Smoke, I said, who is this elderly man? What's going on here?
R.I.P., man.
Okay, yeah. Not to know that this guy is my junior. Damn.
I swear, man.
Best melodic rap performance. Guy, melodic rap performance. I love this. Lockdown by Addison Park. This Addison Park guy is the problem. For real. The guy is serious. Rockstar by DaBaby and Roddy Ricch. Laugh Now, Cry Later. If you don't know, you have a problem. The Box by Roddy Ricch. Highest in the Room. Wait, what? Best melodic rap performance. Highest in the Room. Come, Highest in the Room, not be 2019.
That's what I'm thinking. And The Box, wasn't it 2019? Was it last year?
Okay, voila for Travis fans. I don't know. So, who do you think won best rap performance from the first one? The one with the guys and them Savage. Savage and Beyonce, Deep Reverence, Big Sean and Nipsey Hussle, Bop by DaBaby, What's Poppin' by Jack Harlow, The Bigger Picture by Lil Baby, Dior by Pop Smoke.
Bigger Picture.
I'm sorry to disappoint you. They gave it to Savage. Best melodic rap performance, Lockdown by Addison Park, Rockstar by DaBaby and Roddy Ricch, Laugh Now Cry Later by Drake and Lil Durk, The Box by Roddy Ricch, Highest in the Room by Travis. Who do you think won? You never get this one, so I'll just have to help you.
Say it again. Say it again. Sorry.
Addison Park, Lockdown. Roddy Ricch and DaBaby. Rockstar. Drake and Lil Durk. Laugh Now, Cry Later. That one that had the whole big him entering Nike's headquarters, all that kind of vibes. That yeah. Laugh Now, Cry Later. The Box by Roddy Ricch that was all over America this year. 2019, 2020, man. The Box was everywhere. Highest in the Room. No, sorry, 2020, majorly. That was when he actually came out. Highest in the Room, Travis Scott.
Addison Park.
God punish you. I gave it away. Anyhow, Addison Park, yeah. Best rap song, Savage, Megan Thee Stallion, and Beyoncé. Wait, come. How many is this series? Best rap song was there. Best rap performance is there. Where's the other one? I know they put Beyonce and her again. I beg, I don't even have time to go in all the way up. But Nopi, best rap song, The Bigger Picture, Lil Baby, The Box, Roddy Ricch, Laugh Now, Cry Later, Drake, Rockstar, DaBaby and Roddy Ricch. Come. Basically the same lineup for best melodic rap performance and best rap song. It's just that they changed Megan Thee Stallion and that Addison Park guy.
So we rewound these
so
guys.
So the same... Huh?
Hey, we rewound these guys.
Balu. So yeah, which one do you think won? Bigger Picture, The Box, Laugh Now, Cry Later, Savage, Rockstar.
Savage.
Yes. You already know what time it is, that's why. Yeah, what is Beyonce wearing?
Queen.
Come like she's wearing some nylon bag in Nigeria, but okay, yeah. On closer, you know, look at it. It's the material OPG for the material. Megan Stallion come here wearing orange, come like some married woman in after party of a wedding, saying that you don't need any guy. So come, you're contradicting the level right now. That's all I have to say. Best rap album, OPG. King's Disease by Nas. Black Habits by the guy who was featured on my boy Fireboy's album and was on the first song called Champion. His name is D Smoke. He won the competition, which was held in 2020 by... The competition had judges, and the judges were... T.I. was involved, Cardi B was involved, and I forgot the other two. But D-Smoke won that competition. And thereafter, a few months later, we heard him on Fireboy's album. That tells you two things. One, D-Smoke is a big boy. Two, Fireboy is not a small boy. So, King Disease by Nas, Black Habits by D Smoke, Alfredo by Freddie Gibbs, wow, and The Alchemist. Freddie Gibbs, OPG. A Written Testimony by J Electronica, and The Allegory by Royce the 5'9". Guy, one thing I need to tell you now. You see, the reason why they put all these guys on rap albums, because, guys, these are not your regular rappers. Let me just tell you now. Bro, these are lyricists on a different level.
These are lyricists. I wrote the 5'9". Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Guy, I've actually not listened to a whole song from that guy. But my bro, he's one of the guys that influences my bro.
Oh, I hear that.
Yeah.
Those type of niggas, you have to just Google almost everything they say. Oh, is this guy trying to say? Yo, I remember
when
Eminem introduced him, Eminem, most people knew him now. Yes.
Wow. There's, but the guy is an elderly guy, so he's not a small boy.
Yes, he has
his kid and whatnot. All those kind of guys where it's pen and paper that actually talks, not about all the jewelry and whatnot.
Yeah. That's true.
But yeah, which album do you think won? D Smoke, Nas, Freddie Gibbs and The Alchemist, J Electronica, Ross the 5'9".
Ah, but you said Nas, and it's not.
Exactly, I knew that one would give it away, man. King's Disease.
And by the way, this is Nas' first Grammy. Wow.
For real?
Yes.
Wow.
This is Nas' first Grammy. Why? How?
Anyway. Exactly. Yeah, now you're talking. Why and how? Best Country Solo Performance. Country. Best country. Jungle. 10,000 Hours by Dan Plus Shay and Justin Bieber. Oh, Justin Bieber joined this thing. Cause, guy, you have to know 1,000 Hours, guy.
I do.
If you love and let you know, so will I. That is So Will I. 1,000 Hours, bro, is basically like a gospel song. 10,000 Hours.
Okay,
I need to confirm. Let me confirm this one.
Okay.
So I don't drop fake yarns.
I hear you.
Because I think 1,000 hours. 1,000 hours. I don't hear him now. 1,000 hours. Yeah. Okay. 1 year ago. Yeah. Yes, sir. Runsi. Yeah. There was nothing special.
I'm you.
It's not what I thought it was, but I'm not surprised. Oh, nope. Okay. 1,000 Hours, Dan Plus Shay and Justin Bieber. So Dan Plus Shay, that's the name. And Justin Bieber. All Night, Brothers Osborne, Ocean, Lady A, Sugar Coat, Little Big Town, Some People Do, Old Dominion, Best Country Duo or Group Performance, man, Best Country Song. I was waiting for you to answer that, bro. Don't worry, man. Best Country Album, Best New Age Album. Tunde, there was Best Progressive, now we have Best New Age, bro. What is the Grammys on about? What are they talking about at this point?
I told you they're deep, man.
You've given me progressive. I accept. Bro, now, new deep. Age. No problem. Runsi said you're deep. We'll allow it. Best improvised jazz solo. Okay. I hear this one.
Mm-mm.
Based on who can come up with something. Best improvised jazz solo. So this one is basically on the talent level right here. Regina Carter and soloist Christian Scott. Atunde Ajua, soloist. For real. For real.
That's what I heard.
Guy, Okay, guys. Tomorrow is the question by Julian Large soloist. Celia, Gerald Clayton soloist. Mo Honk, Joshua Redman soloist. Nothing we know here. Best jazz vocal album. Okay, nothing I know in improvised jazz solo. Tunde, you know all about jazz solo. What can you tell us? Yes, sir.
Bro,
sir.
I've been hearing that.
You have anything for us, or should I move on?
Okay. Just leave it like that.
Best jazz vocal album. I was waiting for you. This is your field now. Your field of improvised jazz solo. So here now is best jazz vocal album. It's all about jazz now. Ondo, Ogun. Set and Skeppy. Guy, remember that tweet I tagged you on? So Wizkid is actually from Ondo. Akure. Keep quiet, Joe. I remember that's why I tagged you.
You put
everybody inside your foolish state now. That's why. God forgive me. The state is not foolish, obviously, but
nah, I heard
everybody, every Yoruba in Nigeria is from your village. I know. But yeah, right now, Claire, and we know Skepta and Skepta and Wizkid are from the same place. Tunde, I don't know why you say Skepta is from Okun. Tunde, is Skepta and Wizkid not from the same place? Oh yeah, I think at this point we consult Google.
Bro, why?
Let me as you told me last time, you wanted to consult Google.
You can ask because
see, Skep. Oh, I thought that's what you told me. That. Sorry, Google, Skepta. No. Guy, I know Tunde, you've not heard Get's album, right? I know you haven't. I don't know. But yeah, I wish you did.
Because
Skepta said a line in that album in IC3. It's a song him and gets. He said, the queen offered me an MPE. I said, no. I went to the fatherland, I've been motherland, and got my chieftaincy. Now I'm back and police want a picture with me. Something like that. Bruv.
Skepta said, yeah.
Of course.
And do you know why?
Yeah, nothing Skepta says. I never take anything that Skepta says for joke. Best believe that. Yeah, I'm trying to find where Skepta is from. They only show Tottenham, anyway. Not London. I'm trying to find his Nigerian roots.
Tottenham. I hear that. If you check Wiki, Wikipedia, they'll probably just put out everything like in the first.
Yeah, let me check Wiki. I have to confirm this right now. Adenuga, born. Yeah, they'll tell you where he was born. But I know. Okay, where's Wikipedia? Okay, no, we gotta find this out right now. He's a British rapper. No problem, British.
Well,
member of Boy Better Know since 05. Operation writer, songwriter. Come, they no go like put parents. Wait. Early life, yo. Born to Nigerian parents. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay, because they don't write anything. Okay, Runsi, you're lucky. On 4th of April 2018, he was installed as a chief in his family's ancestral Nigerian hometown in Ogun State, receiving the chieftaincy title of Amoludun of Odo Aje or Odo Aje. The pronunciation, we'll leave that to the girls. But yeah. Okay, Ogunopi, but we shall know that Wizkid is from Osun. And today I can confirm to you that my pops is actually from Osun. Like, Wait, wait.
Bro,
sorry.
You said
guy, is it my fault? How many of the O's that Nigeria get, Abeg? Why?
Now, man, saying that's Nigeria, bro. This is your roots, bro. Fuck me.
Ogun.
I hear you, Sean. But what digressed.
Guy, I'm not even worried about that, to be fair, because I think we are now into the tongue-twisting zone. Because best jazz vocal album, okay. Best jazz instrumental album, okay. Best large jazz ensemble album. Haba. Best large Tunde jazz ensemble album. Data Lords. DATALORDS. Tunde Data Lords. Can you see the realm we are entering now?
Yeah.
One name is Monk Extra Plays John Blaisley by John Blaisley. Monkestral. Intangible Between. Fam. Best Latin Jazz Album. Best Gospel Performance. What's going on here? Best Gospel Song. Moving on. Mali Music. OPG. Mali Music guy. Mali Music. The guy is, this guy is incredible still. He had a feature with Kirk Franklin. That's what I heard from Mali Music at the time. Yeah, the guy called. The cold guy. I mean, might be a woman, so I don't know, but the voice sounded an amazing guy's voice when I heard Sha. Won't Let Go, Travis Green, OPG. Sha, those are the only ones I know. Best Contemporary Christian Music Performance. Contemporary. I think in other words, they might as well say Best White Christian Music Performance. Zach Williams and Dolly Parton. There Was Jesus. The Blessing back. Lecrae and Kirk Franklin, man. Sunday Morning. OPG. That was on Lecrae's album. Yeah, that was hard. Best Gospel Album has to be Lecrae. What's going on here? Guy, Best Contemporary Christian Music. Jesus is King. Winner, Kanye. Guy, Kanye has gone with another Grammy. Are you all joking, blood?
Yeah. After pissing on Jesus Grammy won.
Guy, I think so.
I've also seen that
video. Daddy 2 was doing rounds in. Oh, God. Yeah. Guy.
Yeah, Grammy as a Kanye is a Grammy. That nigga.
Well, like, you can't explain Kanye.
I don't have to explain. He's just
Kanye is just Kanye. Guy,
yeah,
you can be a Kanye. Like, it's actually, it's like a verb. It's an adjective. It qualifies somebody. If you are a Kanye, that qualifies you as something. Guy, this guy pissed on this thing. I saw it now. It was, they put it inside the toilet or something, Abi. OPG.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Kanye won. The other ones, okay, they didn't even come. They didn't even nominate Lecrae. Either in gospel album or contemporary music, yeah. Now I know why Lecrae be the vex. Him be the vex now for the album. Go here now. Anyhow, so Best Roots Gospel Album. Okay, maybe his album came out after they had already done the nominations, whatever. Anyhow, Sha. Best Latin Pop Album or Urban. Okay, Bad Bunny won that one. Best Latin Rock Alternative Album. I can't pronounce these names, and I'm sure the Latino guys don't understand. Guy, Latino Rock.
Who won this?
Guy, I can't pronounce it.
Just who won? Just say who won.
The name is Fito Pierce. Fito Pierce. The name of the album is La Conquista del El Paso. Onga. Best regional. Best regional Mexican music album, including Tajano.
That's quite specific.
God, Sha. Anyhow, they want to be open, you know. Okay, then where's Yoruba? Come, Sha. Want to be very. Where's Yoruba, man? Based on whiskey, based on OBO, based on Burna, based on Olamide, no, we gotta be doing Yoruba now. Because they gotta realize that Yoruba has actually influenced this people on a different level. Because I'm sure it's because they are not realizing yet. But with Wizkid and Obio, with Wizkid and Burna Boy now, hopefully they're gonna open their ear more. Best tropical Latin album.
Yeah.
It could be alright. Best American Roots performance. American Roots. Black Pumas. I remember. Best American Roots song. Best Americana album. What? Today was Americana. Yes.
It's not American. When
guy, what Alison Krauss stood for was, like you said, she made bluegrass more synonymous in Nigeria. In America. So best bluegrass album, bluegrass is actually a category. So that lady made it popular. Guys, if you guys have been following us, I think I've reached my limit because the rest I honestly can't pronounce or I just have no clue what's going on. So in order for best comedy album, Tunde, Tiffany Haddish won Black Mitzvah. Like basically Black Jewish, yeah.
Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah. On God.
That's crazy, man. She's really coming up.
Putting her on back. Best spoken word. Poetry and audio. Yeah, the Grammys, we have to give them something. Best children's album. No, they are very deep. They're
deep, man. Like, they don't drop. No, you now realize. Yeah, you realize.
Yeah, they actually try to, touch base with every single aspect of music. Best score. Soundtrack for visual media. What? So like maybe best like soundtrack P on like movies or something. Best song written for visual media. Billie Eilish from No Time to Die. No Time to Die.
Well, what we're saying here, sorry, that the fact that the Grammys you try to include
touch base everywhere. Yeah.
It's good. It's good. Yeah. As I said, it's deep.
Yeah.
What? Like,
yeah, the categories are really crazy. Best recording package. What was that? Best boxed or special limited edition packaged.
Anyways.
Yeah. Guys, like we said, man.
I was expecting you to skip to the best global music.
At least. A B C D E F G H I J K E F G H. Clearly this one is not by this thing. It's not by letter. Let me skip, please.
Just go to global.
Classical. Nobody's on classical right now. We are not on classical.
Global music.
We will end it there. Yeah.
The whole lot.
Best classical contemporary classical. Best music video. Tunde, guess.
Wait.
You can't guess. Let me help you. Goliath by Woodkid. Adore You by Harry Styles. Brown Skin Girl by Wizkid and Beyonce. Featuring Blue Ivy. Guys, she added her daughter inside the Grammy. Lockdown by Addison Park. Life is Good by Future and Drake.
Weezy baby, look.
Oh God! Best music film. Don't worry. Long story. Grammy Awards. Okay. God, that's it, though. No. You see, this is where I'll fight somebody now. Where is the global?
It's there. I'm sure it has to be there.
Oh yeah. Let me go back up. Best music video. Best contemporary. Best classical. Solo vocal. Classical instrumental. Best chamber hotel, best opera recording, producer of the year, engineer, remix recording, producer, classical, engineer, best historical album. Anyhow, let me move on. Best album notes. Best box package, recording package. And Arisia is in the best instrumental cover, best song, visual media, media, best soundtrack, theater album, best musical theater album. Interesting. Best comedy album. Spoken word. Best children album. Best global music album. And your nominees are Amajajaja. By Tunde, I swear you caused trouble for yourself. By Tina Rewin.
Amajajar. Oh, so, man.
A M A D J A R. You pronounce it.
Oh, A-M-A-
no problem. Love Letters by Anou Shekar. Shankar. Guy, Shekau. You remember Shekau? Guy, you remember Shekau?
Nah, Boko guy, no. Maybe that guy.
God, please let this guy wake up tomorrow. Your life is in serious danger right now. Today, Agora. Guy, Agogo, for real. Was it like that? OPG. Agora by Bebel. Bebel Gilberto. Bebel Gilberto. Yeah.
Okay.
Bebel Gilberto. Then Fu Chronicles. Antibalas. Twice as Tall. Burna Boy. OPG. God have mercy. Guy, if I only read this thing out to you, safe. By the standard of reading English, the only English here is Twice as Tall, Burna Boy. The rest are indigenous languages. Because Full Chronicles, Antibalas, God knows. Angora, Bebel, Gilberto, God knows. I mean, Gilberto even sounds lucky, like the ethnicity sounds very familiar. Love Letters, okay, by Anoushka Shankar. Amajar, Tina Weren, Fam.
You just tried it again, didn't you?
Go! I'm actually trying to pronounce them right, you Balu. Guy, the thing here is, these guys might actually be Spanish or African.
Yeah, it's global.
So yeah, man. Case in point, Burna Boy won.
Yeah, man. Shout out, man. It's been a long time coming.
OPG. Guys, we tried to run down the Grammys for y'all, man. It's been an hour and 22 minutes. OPG. Anybody that listens to this end, voila for you. Because, oh God. But yeah, guys, we just had to do the best we could, man. And, God, bro, what do you have to say, Rusi, before you go, man? Tell us something. Tell us something.
No, as we're saying, as we just to reiterate, obviously, the Grammys is just nice that they try to include every possible category. It's very, like, important to recognize everyone.
For real.
Shout out to the Grammys.
Shout out to the Grammys, man.
They'll start recognizing more, like, blacks. How I put it? Yeah, you know, more black music and just words of putting like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not just being nominated to win also, please. Do you get it?
For real.
Yeah.
Grammys, it will boost your ratings, because clearly, if blacks are involved, whatever blacks are involved goes to another level. When you isolate the black man or woman out of something, it can never really be anything. That's just the fact.
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys, I know this topic, some of you might say, yeah, it's a bit touchy, it's a bit this, that, and the third. Voila for you, because we got to actually touch on these things, because when you, for 62 years, people have not been talking about it. Or let me say 61. Probably last year was prompt enough for them to know that this year has to be a change. So guys, case in point, talking about those issues you thought were maybe what you were told as, what they call it again, not just sensitive, a taboo. You have to speak about this thing, because it will forever remain a taboo if you don't iron out the situations. How can black people be saying, oh, I don't even expect to win a Grammy? My God. Somebody that produces music, I mean, for him to think that mentally he's not
one
good enough.
Table one of recent is The Weeknd. Like, he was like, nah. That even when Drake said we should just not even like something about boycotting it and not just even taking into consideration like all these awards and everything. I don't know if you saw what Drake said that.
What did Drake say?
So Drake was just like this, I think it was from that The Weeknd, right? Was obviously like, yo, his what's on that album that he released?
Man, I don't know about The Weeknd's albums, man. I just know about the singles.
Anyways, The Weeknd should
have won it like last year or 2 years ago, right? Or like 3 years. The one that has all them earned it. This is like maybe 2015, 2016.
No, I don't think it's that long now. No, no.
I mean, because this last album was fire. The one that made him get the performance for Super Bowl was fire. I know, because he had crazy things in there. But apart from that one, I know the album that had all them often earned it, if they were even in the same album, to be fair, I'm not sure. But I know the Weeknd has a hell of a discography for sure.
Yeah, that's, he has a hell. But anyways, Drake, you just said that this award, should just boycott and everything. Because like, they don't really, like, it's just like, okay, obviously this guy did so well, he did numbers, the billboards, and how is this stuff not being recognized?
Exactly.
But at the same time, we just need to know how, I mean, we just, everyone else has been informed how the Grammys is actually, how they actually pick their
come up with their nominations.
Nominees and, yeah, and everything, yeah. So that kind of thing too. So it's all there.
I can definitely understand from the artist's point of view. If you are a talented person,
how you feel?
And you and your gang or your guys, you are doing so much numbers. Meaning, for instance, now today me and you are being listened to by a million people. It will be difficult for me to tell you that, oh, this award show said they don't know we exist. Basically.
Yeah,
come,
yeah,
all the people involved in the choosing, don't they have family? And you want to tell me none of their family members listen? Or you want to tell me that none of their family members told them about us? Type shit.
Anyways,
basically what Drake is saying.
All I know is, put my nigga, give my nigga Chris Brown a Grammy, case closed. That's all I know, man. That's all I know.
I can't lie to you. Me too. Let me counter you there. Keskia, it'll be difficult. But as far as Chris Brown can keep dropping the, like, no guidance, go crazies of this world, he always has a chance.
No, can you see what I'm talking about? You can just keep on naming the
shit. Yeah, till this year, till last year.
Do you get?
Yeah.
Nigga has been 16, he's 31 now, still dropping.
For real.
He didn't
for
stop.
Real.
For real. Anyways, So good.
Yeah,
so good.
But no problem, man. Guys, thank you guys so much, man. This has, okay, an hour 28 minutes. Fam, I know, guys, at some point we you know, kind of made fun of some names. That was just purely because they were difficult for us to understand. And it's not funny.
Yeah.
It's just because we found it funny, because we are in the company of each other. That's it. We do know that we are not here to insult any names. And we are in such a world where people can get so affected, or they choose to be affected by something said we are here to say there was no malice intended in anything that was said in this pod. We never intended to offend anyone. We'll easily say this like this. We have and are responsible for what we say, but not responsible for how you take it. I can say something with the purest of hearts in mind, and someone at the other side might decide to take it with anger, or because they had a bad day, now they are listening to me. Whatever I say is now aggravated times 100. That person, I say this, voila for you. So guys, yeah man, thank you guys so much. You want to say any last words?
Any last words, guys? Just support your boys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh God, for real.
Just listen.
Yeah, we'll try our best to remain consistent. We'll try our best. Yes, sir. All right, bro. No worries, man. Thanks so much for this, man. This was a deep one. We went deep inside these guys. Can't lie. Yep, shout out Obio. He choke, he check.
Okay.
Shout out Whiskey. shout out Olamide. Shout out Brother Boy. Bro, if not for time, we've not even entered the Rema and the disaster that boy has impending to cause. Bro, go and rest. Yes, sir. That's for another day, man. All right, man. Take care, bro. Safe.